Pandora's box, a box of chocolates. Would I know to stay away? I said, Pandora's box, a box of chocolates. Would I eat them anyway? 'Cause every time I have half a mind to leave you, babe, that means I have half a mind to stay.
It's Pandora's Lunchbox on WCBN FM Ann Arbor, or I should probably say it's lunchtime in Hawaii, so that means it's time for Pandora's Lunchbox in Ann Arbor. My name is Mike, and something really cool is happening this weekend. I should mention that you might notice that the streets of Ann Arbor are completely deserted right now. Nothing particular is going on. There's no art anywhere, and nothing is fair, but there is something you can do this Saturday, as a matter of fact, at the Corner Brewery in Ann Arbor, and
it's actually in Ypsilanti, Mike.
Holy moly. I think my brain is somewhere else.
Yeah.
You'd almost think the show is pre-recorded or something, but it's not pre-recorded at all.
No. Happy Thursday, everyone.
Happy Thursday, everyone, for this non-pre-recorded edition of Pandora's Lunchbox. Now, let's just say this Corner Brewery was in Ypsilanti, for instance. Mark Maynard.
Hello.
How you doing?
Good.
So, Mark Maynard and Tim, welcome.
Hi, thanks.
Tim Firstnow and Mark Maynard here from the Shadow Art Fair to tell us all about it. Who wants to start?
Well, I was going to talk about the music portion of the fair, which we do in the summer. It happens out in the beer garden at the brewery. And we have quite a lineup this year. We're doing something kind of interesting. I hope we're pairing noise acts with folk acts. Putting them together and sort of seeing what happens.
Noise and folk.
Yeah, it should be really cool, I think.
It's experimental.
Cool.
Yeah.
And
this happens outside. If you haven't been to the brewery, there's an inside portion where we have about 40 different artists set up at tables. They're all selling their stuff and talking about their projects. And then in the back, outside, there's this beer garden, which I guess a couple hundred people can probably fit into, and you know, they have like 20 tables or so, and then we set up the bands and they play back there.
I should say the Shadow Art Fair is a bustling event, lots and lots of people moving around, looking at cool stuff and smelling things like coffee and looking at interesting
and
stuff.
Each other
and smelling each other in an interesting way.
Oh, Mark.
Oh my, this is great.
I don't know if it's some sort of pheromone that you give off, Mike Perini, but it's intoxicating.
Oh wow. I don't know what to tell you, Mark. I'm marketing it, so maybe
you
we should.
They should bottle that.
Yeah, I forgot what else, but it's I'm working on what it needs to be. What my fragrance is going to be compared to.
I'm comparing it in my mind to subconsciously to the immune system of my father.
Really?
Which some researchers say is the way pheromones work. They you smell, somewhat like. You have a similar immune system to my father, which is good for my is adaptive. In
not
some
that Perini does. You do.
No, do Perini, I?
You, Perini does.
Perini has
I do.
The
okay.
same immune system
therefore,
as your
I'm
father.
Attracted to him.
Oh well, see, wow. I've heard that like babies give off smells that are similar to the father, so the father knows if it's his or not. Because if it's not, he wants to go and kill it.
Oh. Well, that makes sense, too.
So you want to look like there's like a genetic reason why you would look like your father, so your father doesn't kill you when he sees you when you're born.
I don't know. I don't know if the kid is my son. At the same time, I feel attracted to you, too, Tim, in a good sort of fatherly way. Should we go on like this?
Yeah, I think Tim was going to tell us a couple of the bands that were playing.
That might be a good idea.
Yeah let me just do the quick rundown. So the exact... schedule will be posted on the Shadow Art Fair website, shadowartfair.com, the day of. If you assume that everything, each act happens for about half an hour, you could kind of guess.
Just imagine.
Guess at the schedule yourself.
Yeah. Music starts at 2 and then runs until 10, and then there's some puppet shows and films after that.
Yeah, some quiet stuff after the noise-making hours.
Puppet shows, films, noise, and folk music. So let's hear what who some of the people are.
So we're going to have an anti-fanfare by the Shadow Art Trumpet Pentacle, which consists of James Cornish, Andrew Fenlon, Ross Huff, MC Trash Pedal, and Joey the Wanderer.
That's a combination of jazz and experimental musicians?
All trumpet players, but coming from very different traditions.
Wow. Okay.
Coming together at the Shadow Art Fair to deliver an anti-fanfare to sort of get the music going.
Get it anti-going. Okay.
Yeah. And then in the early afternoon, a couple live DJ sets by Blackout, which is Brian Delaney. I don't know how to say this, but it's written N8IGW. That's the DJ team of Bill Jacks and Charles Tillinghast.
Okay.
And a Poetry Noise Fusion by Adapt Collective featuring Kevin Morris.
A Poetry Noise Fusion.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
I'm not sure what that's going to be. And then comedy. A comedy set by Blood Club. And then we have the noise folk pairings, which will feature Dave Richards versus MC Trash Pedal, Secret Twins versus Almas Magnus and Race Car Driver, Chris Bathgate versus Better Late Than Pregnant.
Better Late Than Pregnant. We were talking something about family things. So this is a theme, I think, that... Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah, it's we try to...
Family-friendly.
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 Right.
Also, Annie Palmer versus Andrew Steves and Matt Endall. And Matt Jones versus Pink Octopus with special guest Ronan Goldstein.
And actually, I see a few other artists. We got bands from Ipsy, Manhole, and Patrick Elkins and the Family Shadow Band.
Mm-hmm.
And two short films as well.
Yeah. A film called The Burning Stable by Ted Kennedy and Gathering Noise by Airport. And then finally, a shadow puppet show called Antarctina by Carrie Morris.